Father in heaven, I'm just so thankful that you're so real. Father, I was thanking yesterday about what you really mean to me. And all those times that I've walked and you'd come down and speak to my heart, sometimes an hour or so at a time. And Father, most people don't even understand where I'm at because it's you that's brought me this far. And Father, I know it takes your spirit. It doesn't take what I know. It doesn't take what I have been. But it takes your move at that time, which is now. And I have to realize that every time that I come before you, I have to dissolve all the former thoughts in my mind that I might have that freedom, that you might be able to move through me in a mighty way. And Father, we know that natural man understands not these things that I'm even speaking, but Father, you know what I'm saying. And I need a clear mind right now that you would give me strength, give me your ability. And Father, I pray that you'd come against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. These things that cause us to fret, that causes our minds to wander, because your word declares that you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee because we trust in thee. And Father, that's why many of us cannot come to that place, because our minds are too occupied in many the things of this world. And you said that's why, that's where the catch is. Your word says, love not the world, and then things of the world. But any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him, or her either one. And Father, this day I pray that you remove all the schisms that's in my mind, my head this day. And Father, I pray that you use me for your glory. Father, that I would let my light so shine for you this day that you might be pleased with what I give to you this day. Father, I pray that you'd bind all hindering forces, the powers of darkness, the challenges that men and the darkness has. And I pray that you'd give that wonderful freedom here, that positive direction by your mighty Holy Ghost. Father, I pray that you'd open the windows of heaven to pour upon us a blessing, a mighty pouring of that Spirit of God to be real. And Father, I can see right now in my mind that this is why it's so hard for people to understand, to come to that place to even receive you. It's very difficult because the natural man cannot receive the things from the Spirit of God. And Father, that's what you've been speaking about a long time, that we need to come to that place that we can rest in you. We rest in your peace. We rest in your love. We rest. And our minds sort of go here and there and yonder. Mind does too. And Father, we have to come in that place of unity in your spirit. We can't be at two places at one time. And Father, this is the problem that most people have. That's why you have a common source for all men, all women, is the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit puts us in the place of one direction. All of our things that we do or anything we say in our own selves has variances of different beliefs, directions, callings, all these things that come into being. And Father, I pray this day that you'd move mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And Father, I know the one thing that you do hate, and that's sin. And Father, I pray that you'd move this day in a mighty way. Bring us that place of loving you and thanking you. And Father, I just thank you for thy great structure, thy great power, thy great forever presence. And Father, I believe that that is probably what most people really need, is having your presence in them totally, most all the time. And Father, we seek for that. We seek for that time that we stay in your presence. We don't want to wander on the cares of this world because it has a way of detouring our way. Father, I pray that you encourage us to stay, help us to walk in a straight path. And Father, we help us to be that one that needs to be that spokesman at times. We heard where that the need is for the hour, but we'll be at that place that we can help to do thy will. that we might surrender ourselves for your cause, for your direction, and for your leadership. And I just pray this day that for all those this day that need a mighty help this day, we pray for our nation this day. We pray for those who have lived in this nation, and we pray for those all the world this day that needs a very special help. Father, we just pray that you'd touch your people. Let them realize that there is help from a true and living God. And you wish to be partakers with them even this days that we live in. Many people cannot understand that you want to be the spokesman many times in our dealings, our occupations, whatever we do, that we might have that focus from the living God within us, that we might be a testimony of praise, honor, that we might carry ourselves high in your eyes. We'd be lowly also. We would walk in humility. We'd walk in humbleness. And Father, we prefer our brothers, our sisters above ourselves. And Father, we just pray for a mighty touch this day and move upon us as only you can. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, there's a lot of scripture that talks about our Heavenly Father's love. And I truly believe that our Heavenly Father's love is so beyond any degree, more than we can imagine. He cares for us. And James, the 5th chapter, it says, he longs for us when we come home to see him. You know, I know how my wife's funeral, that how one of the young ladies come up and told me that how she was so liked it when we came back, when Betty went back to Texas, because she said it was so that all of her Betty's folks longed for that day when she'd be home with them. But that's the way God is with us. He longs to be with us then, but he also longs right now that he'll be our spokesman right where we are every day of our life. And when we get too busy and other things, and we get into argument of any kinds of opposition, then we lose the power of God, because he is not in these things. These things that we discuss, he's not in them. We should not want to do anything only which he wishes to do. And that's why we can't stay in the spirit, because we like to debate. We like to, whatever people like, that's what we want to do. But we got to do what God wants. And that's where the separation becomes, that most people don't understand that we can't do both. We got to be either neutral to God or neutral to someone else, because our minds only work that way. And God wants to be singular in him. And I believe that is why our churches and our nation and why the world is having so much problems today. There's problems because everybody's doing it in their own command, in their own senses, in their own beliefs. The natural man is doing, basically, many people have searched through the Bible, and they have high points here and high points here. And so there's a lot of different schisms coming out of the Bible, because there's a lot of different beliefs. If we've taken our surveys over in the United States or over a short for one town, there'd be a lot of different beliefs in how people felt, and everybody reading the Word of God, because it takes a while to read the Word of God, and every time we read it, we're going to get a different slant at it every time we do it, because that's what the Bible is for. We're to grow in nature and admonition of the Lord, so we grow as we glean on the Word of God. But it also takes the Spirit of God moving upon our hearts too. We can't do it in the natural, we're going to see it just like the natural man sees it. We're going to see it in a different framework than we will if we will be prayerful and moving through the Spirit. We're going to have a different mindset than we are when we have the old carnal mind there. The old carnal mind is thinking about anger. He thinks about the lust, the flesh that bothers every people. But when we come and dissolve these problems and come in the presence of God, you're not thinking no longer about, because you're thinking in the Spirit. It's two different realms. You're not even concerned about the lust because you haven't got it that time. You don't worry about anger because you haven't got it, because you're in the presence of God. And that's what God's trying to say. Hey, look up. This is the answer. My Spirit is the answer. It's been that way ever since Jesus went to the cross. He said, it's needful that I go home. He says, because if I go away, I will send back the Comforter. And he says, tarry in Jerusalem to be you be endued with power from on high. Jesus says, you need to be tarried to Jerusalem to you be filled with my Spirit. The same Spirit, I've got news for you, for the same Spirit that lifted me up and brought me through will bring you through. Because I had to dissolve my
myself as the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, and come as mortal man. And so with that, I had to learn to trust as your hand. Everything that I'm going through, you're going to go through too. The same way that I trust in the Spirit of God, you're going to trust the Spirit of God. He is your leadership. And when you let go of Him, you're going to be lost like many are. You're going to fail. But when you lean not on your own understanding, but you lean on His, He will take you through. And He will give you comfort. He'll give you strength. He will give you a load that will help you, an overload by the Spirit of God, that you can pass tests that will come upon all mankind, all women. There's tests that faces. And we need the Spirit of God within us at all times to bring correction, to bring reproof, whatever we need, even into forbearing, to uplift, to encourage, all the things we need through the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the only answer. And that's what God's saying. Hey, this other way we come into an argumentative settings. An argumentative settings is not by the Spirit of God. It's man's ways. It's a divisive way that puts one person down, another one up. If one person don't get their way, then there's carnal fighting. There's things that's happening. If fretting takes place, the dissolving of friendships takes place, all the carnal needs that comes place. And that's why churches have problems. That's why they have to go build more churches. And that's why they have to get new pastors, because the last one had a confrontation with someone and all these things, when God wanted to be the center of the word, and God, the Spirit of God, just wanted to move mightily upon that people, so they could all be blessed. And they would have frettings, they had bargainings, they had problems, and they would have anguishes, they had longings, they had troubles, because they wasn't waiting upon God. God is the answer. God is saying He doesn't know how to, He can only bring you into a certain place. You have to come in your own accord. At a certain distance, you have to say, here am I. God will not force us to trust in Him. God will not force us to not hear the things no longer. Literally, there's some things I will not even bring in my spirit. And when I cancel that out, then I'm where I should be. But I start having, like everybody else, I start listening. And when this happens, we need to have a supernatural cleansing from heaven, that we will walk before God in perfection. If we didn't do this, it would not work. We can see how the carnal man would be able to judge through situations, because no one knows but the Spirit of God. No one knows the framework. No one knows the direction. Only the Spirit of God. And that God has a church in this way, or this consideration by His Spirit, it will move mightily, because He will bind the right things and loose the right things also. He will bind the things that come against God's people and loose the Spirit of God. There will be blessings. There will be, and take away the cursing and bring blessings upon the people. And that's what it needs to be. Without that, we have frettings. We have failures. We have problems, because we're at one another's face like Cain and Abel was. There's a problem to take. And the anger comes in there pretty soon. Anger in churches. There's people that, because they don't physically kill in what the really doing, but they kill in the spirit realm. The friendships quit. There's churches that people really don't, they don't really have that love for that brother and sister no more, because they've hurt their feelings. They've hurt because they went through problems. They've had offsettings, and they've seen that, and they said, I'm not going to have no more deal with that. God's on my side, I know. And God says that you're all going to be that way unless you come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. The Bible says, what agreement hath the temple of God with the idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, we need to be big enough to say, I'm coming out from among them. I don't want this noble. I don't want nothing like this. I want my mind totally on God. And we have to, you people say that's too straight. Well, that's the only way that God can get us. We got to walk in His way. He made all the arrangements. And thank God He did it. If we did it, we'd be in trouble. Man would do it, we'd be in trouble. But God does it, we're not in trouble. And that's what's wrong with a lot of the leadership. They're walking in the carnal mind. They're walking because, yes, their load's been too big. Their problems are too big. But God didn't tell them to do that. He says, come unto me, all you weary, heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. They're preaching to the others, but they're not living within themselves. That's the problem. Pastors, they're preaching something they cannot live. It takes the Holy Ghost to live what we're preaching. It takes the Holy Ghost to be in the mandate. It takes the Holy Ghost to be the leadership, because the Holy Ghost does not make mistakes. He's always clear. He's always on time. He's always the right moment. He works by the Spirit. All the times that God moved through my heart, God knew where I was going to be at 2:30 or 3:30, and all the time He was there exactly. All those days He'd say, you'll be someplace, and it was exact. God holds the time schedules. He knows everything, and we should be able to rely on Him, say, I'm just going to wait upon God. We should be big enough, bold enough to say, I'm going to wait upon my God. You know, my God's bigger. I don't have to be concerned what goes or what takes place. I don't have to fret myself. I don't have to judge the situation. I'm going to wait upon God, and I'm going to have the love of God upon me, and I'm going to have a pity party. I'm going to have a great day in the Lord. I'm going to walk up right before Him, and He's going to make His face shine upon me, and He will give me His great gracious. If I'll be gracious unto Him, He will pardon me. He will set me free. He will take away my heavy load. And He will bring me in that place of uprightness with His glory, that I would walk pleasing, walk worthy in the Lord unto all pleasing, that we might be fruitful in every good work. When we debate, when we compare, when we get judgmental, we can't become in every good, fruitful in every good work. Because we're doing in the natural man. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the foolish unto him, neither can he know them, for the spiritual is discerned. For the spiritual man judgeth all things, yet himself it judgeth no man. God said, O church, come out from among them, be separate, and I, the Lord thy God, shall move upon thee mightily. Because, O man, you're doing it within yourself. If you get it in your framework, all your life, ministry life, God said, speaking in my heart right now, that His ministers move through the natural, and they've gotten good at it, but it's not good enough. They're very good at what they're doing. God wants them to just relax and let Him be the center of the attraction. God doesn't want us to be our own leadership, because we can talk about one another. Well, when you're in the Spirit, you're not going to talk about one another, because God is the center. You're taking all the emphasis off of the individual. The emphasis going on how we can surrender and let God perform through us, over us, about us. When we start doing in our comparing, we leave God's pulls, restraints out of our hands. He can't even help us. He sees us, and He sees us down here quarreling. He sees us debating. He sees us coming. One person has this idea, another person has this, but it's not from God. God wants to be separate and touch His blessings. He wants to be filled with the Spirit that we might walk upright before Him. But it takes surrender every day of our life, that we bind the things that come against us. We open our minds and we physically say, I will not let this come in my mind this day. I bind it out of my heart and I reject it. I'm not going to let it come. Some things I will not let come to darken my heart. And I know God speaks in my heart that it has to be done. It's mandatory. This last vessel is a vessel of honor. And if we start handling in a natural means, we're going to come up short every day of our life. We're not going to be able, because our mind, there's the mixture of this mind gets deteriorated when things starting to talk about things that bring us down. We need that correction. We got to come to that place. Which do we really want? What, as a child, I can get out there and put a lot of junk in my head. When I become a man, God says, get that junk out of your head. Now, God's not saying that what we're doing is actually wrong. It's not right either. But we cannot take in the ways of this world. Love not the things of this world, any man loveth the world. The love of the Father is not in him. Basically, anything that's not of God is of the world. The love of the world passed away, the lust thereof, but he who doeth the will of God abideth forever. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. We got to reschedule our thinking. Our thinking is the Spirit. Our thinking is coming higher than God. Other than that, we don't rely on our thinking. Our thinking holds us in pattern with God. That's what our thinking does. If you're not going to have that in your mind, you're not going to get with God. But you have to think that I'm going to do the will of God. I'm concerned more about the will of God than I am my own carnal what people think about me or what I'm saying, because we need the leadership of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. They're not an enmity one to another. They're in one cause. They're in harmony. They're in harmony. They bless one another. They love one another because they're this God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We're the ones that need to have those as our model. We need to come into that place that we can totally rely on the ones that we love. We need to trust them. And God demands that we trust them. God demands that we lean not in our own understanding. Demands that we will trust in the true and living God. That we can, many times, when God was speaking to my heart years ago, that I had to trust Him over all my family, my job, and everything. And that's probably the only reason I'm here today. Because I was willing to make that extra step. Most people, it's hard for them to do it. But that's what gets you in that place of positive relationship with God. It's not because I am nothing, but God's everything. I feel God in my heart very greatly right now when I'm speaking. God wants to dissolve a lot of our former relationships. Because some relationships cause us to get lower. Some relationships cause us to come higher. But the lower ones we need to dissolve. Even people. Sometimes we have to just dismiss ourselves from certain people because it causes the wrong things. But God's here to supernaturally touch us. Devil don't want this to be said today because it's the truth. Devil, you're a liar. The truth is not in you. You come to kill, destroy, and to steal. You come to take which is God's and you wish to have it back, but it's not your no longer. And God, I pray for the Spirit of God to come down against the principalities, darkness, removing them out of the way of your people, that they might reassemble to this land that we're living in. We will not walk in the carnal flesh no longer. We've learned to walk in my spirit. That we'd walk being blessed from God. That we'd walk in unity. We would walk in surrender. We need to surrender to God. That's raising our hands. When you raise your hand, it means surrender. I surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I surrender to His cause. I surrender to His leadership. I surrender to His judgment. I surrender to what people think about me. I surrender to the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, because I'm His child. And I've sold out this old carnal world. I surrender to my God because I wish for Him to be pleased with my life. I want Him to be proud of His Son. And I believe everyone out there, this should be your aim. It should not to please man, woman, everybody. You're good to them. You're real good to them. But you don't please them. You please your Heavenly Father. Because He'll make you do what you wish for those. And they will end up in better hands than you try to take care of them in yourself. Because in yourself, you'll fail. But if you'll do it through the Spirit, but that's quick. God is here to bless you in a mighty way. I believe that this message is truly what America needs this day. There's too many problems that this nation and their churches are facing. They're doing in their own debating system. And that debating system will fail. It's not scriptural right. We need to come out from among them. We need to be separate. If we're not going to believe it, then we should take the shingles down off our churches and say, we don't have the answers. And I know today, most people don't want to do that. They're too proud. And that's the trouble with our people. They're too proud. We don't have anything in ourselves that warrants anything at all, any attention to ourselves. God wants to send. I'm going to say it even if I'm coughing off. God's here to set the captive free. But you can't play with sin of this world and come up white. You've got to come out and be separate. Because God cannot use us when we're in sin. God hates sin. And sin brings us to these places of debate, frettings. I can give you scripture after scripture in the Word of God. It tells. We're not to assemble ourselves for that reason. But God's here to strengthen the people. He's here to uplift you. The Spirit of God is here to keep you in unity. He's here to keep you together. And there's only one way to get you in together. It's through His Holy Spirit. I've been at it too long. And I know that God spoke in my heart. This is one issue that's correct. The only way that we can have true humility A true Christian is with the help of God's Holy Spirit. I'm not even going to say Holy Ghost, because some of you don't understand the Holy Spirit of God. Without having His leadership, you cannot fight that good fight of faith. You can't walk and talk, do the will of God without that cleansing touch. And it comes by, after you're baptized in the Spirit, having that daily re-cleansing, talking in the Spirit. That's what's wrong with people. They've once had it 30, 40 years ago, and now they're walking as natural man. You got to walk in the Spirit. And that only comes by praying in the Spirit constantly, praying every day, praying the things from heaven. The natural man cannot do it within himself. But if you'll pray in the Spirit, God will help you. I've never had any basically big things that I've ever prayed for never worked until I prayed in the Spirit. I'm sure going through a problem right now, but I'm not going to give in. God's had the answer. And it's not God that's failing. It's us that fail because we don't take time to pray in the Spirit. We don't take enough stamina to stay there and pray in the Spirit until that rock is broke. You don't have enough up in us to stay where we want to be with the Lord. We get wishy-washy. We have start in and pretty say it's too hard. I'm just going to quit. I'm going to go home and sleep. Tomorrow I'll come back and do some more. But you never broke through the rock. You never went on into victory. And you need to just fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down to green herb. But trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires into your heart. Commit thy ways unto him, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. God will bring it to pass. God is bringing it to pass. I'm breaking through right now. The powers of darkness was here, and he wants to set you free right now in Jesus' wonderful name. God's here to bring you deliverance. I learned something this week with a rock. I beat that rock for 5 hours with a sledgehammer. Literally get it out where it was at to get where I could move. We need to hold in there. We cannot, if we start going by feelings, but debating, we're adequately strong enough to break the rock. But if we'll wait upon God, and he will give us a tolerance level above what we can do within ourselves. He'll give us the strength to meet the test, to do the things that we're faced. We have to rely on the living God. If we're not, we might as well close up shop, close the doors, and go home. Because you know where you're going to be. You're going to be in eternal hell. But that's where people are going anyway if they don't start shaping up, calling upon God. God's the answer. Why is church? It's because there's heaven and hell. We must choose this day where we wish to go. Do we want to have our own success, or we want God's success in us? You know, this may be the last time that I'm even asked to speak, because I believe that God so supernaturally wants to touch you and that you might have victory forevermore. You're not going to have it whipping around and having social parties. You need to be separate, said the Lord. That's the biggest thing that will help America. And people would come out, everyone would come out separate and touch not the unclean thing. And God will bring you together in unity by his Spirit, saith the Lord. God's here to uplift you, but you need to pray through and seek God. You need to call upon his name while he's near. I hadn't had any problem like this before for quite a while. I guess no enemy really come against me, but God's greater, and I'm going to hang in here if I'm coughing every step of the way, because I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up this day because God's right. And people, you're wrong. You need to confess. You need to repent. You need to get where you should be with God before you got time. God's saying, come now. Come now. Don't look and listen to all the things of this world. You need to seek God. The Bible says, look not on things that are seen, but look on things which are not seen. When we start listening, that's what brings us down. It brings us down to a place that we're not hearing from God. And that the devil has a field day with it. He moves around it. And, oh boy, you've really got a thing going. But God wants to set us free. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. I pray that you'd strengthen the hearts of your people. Father, I know this is a real problem. People are not where they should be in the spirit realm. They've never learned to really pray through. They haven't learned to dedicate their hearts totally to you. And we're going to live in a day when all the Boy Scouts are going home. And all we're going to have is true soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts can't handle it no more. The soldiers of God are going to mount up with wings of eagles. They'll run, not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. They're going to do great and mighty exploits. And then Satan can keep them from talking, but you can't keep you down because God's greater. God's more successful. God's righteous. God's here to uplift his people. He's here to uplift all his people. He's here to strengthen you. He's here to forgive you. He's here to give you a new start in Jesus' wonderful name. Father, I pray that you'll touch the hearts of your people this day in a very special way. I pray that you'll bring conviction on the hearts of your people. Set them free this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Glory.